Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A committee on committees report in the Monday Senate floor session recommended to remove Eagle River Senator Laura Reinbold as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. With two excused votes, 17 of Reinbold's colleagues voted to remove her as chair, with hers being the lone no vote. Prior to the floor vote, Reinbold pled her case.
Removing me as judiciary chair is a very serious move. I've received no formal complaints by members, no formal written concerns from leadership or members that have been brought before me and given me an opportunity to address. I stated clearly I was willing to work on legitimate concerns in a constructive fashion. The executive branch in January raised concerns with judiciary. I got a harsh email from the legislative director. Then there was no-shows by the executive branch, creating some chaos initially in my committee. I was cornered by the executive branch to sign an agreement that if they were to come before judiciary to have their bills heard, then I had to sign this agreement. Without imputing motives, I just want to state facts. The actions today appear to be a request by the executive branch to not recognize me as chair in the judiciary.
Brief at ease.
This move comes after the Senate voted in March to enforce legislative council policies in the Senate and common capital spaces. The vote was in reference to Senator Reinbold's violations of her use of face mask. At the time, Senate President Peter Michicki said,
"We're done. We've spent a ridiculous amount, wasted a ridiculous amount of time for 8 weeks trying to get one person to comply. That person needs to come to work, show us that she's had a test, wear a mask, and everything will be fine."
As a result of Reinbold being removed, she will be replaced by Republican Senator Roger Holland. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. The U.S. Interior Department has announced a delay of up to 2 years of several orders issued by the Trump administration that looked to open 28 million acres of land in Alaska for mineral development. The federal government's decision will allow for a review of five public land orders issued by the agency between January 11th and January 16th, the final days of the Trump administration. This, according to a statement read this past Thursday by Interior Press Secretary Tyler Cherry. The decision covers land that Alaska can't select for state ownership. It also covers many of the lands that an estimated 2,000 Vietnam-era Alaska Native veterans can select for 160-acre allotments under a 2019 law. Veterans that qualify have till 2025 to apply for allotments. The Interior Department said in a statement that the department is committed to honoring those land selections as well as land selections made by the state of Alaska on eligible lands. The department says it wants to review defects in public land orders regarding requirements under the National Environmental Policy Act. The areas to be reviewed include ones that involved an inadequate review of potential impacts on subsistence hunting and fishing. The Interior Department says it will determine whether all 28 million acres should be eligible for mineral development. The lands include ground overseen by the Bureau of Land Management in Western Alaska, such as the Western Interior, the Seward Peninsula, the Bristol Bay, South Central Alaska, and Eastern Alaska. Details at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.